He's a goal scorer. He's got experience of the division, got experience of being in the top six, experience of knowing how to stay there. And he's a player I've always liked for a good few years now. And you know, towards the end of last season, going into the close season, he was one that we targeted. Weren't massively confident we would get him because of interest of other clubs in there. But I've got to give the kid credit because he made a decision. He gave me his word when other clubs came in afterwards, and he stuck to that, and that's very rare nowadays.
I was going to say, how difficult has it been? I don't think we're breaking any rules by saying Sheffield United, we know they were one of them. I dare say a cast of thousands, if you're an out-of-contract player, there were others too. So how difficult has it been to get this over the line?
It's been difficult, as in, because you know you desperately want the player. He was one that we targeted, one that we believe will complement the players that we've got and complement the strikers we've got. So we knew there was a lot of interest, but there always is going to be, you know, strikers who score 20 goals a season cost a lot of money. And the fact he was on a free transfer possibly made Andy more attractive to other clubs as well. But as I said, I've got to give him a lot of credit. He wanted to come here after the meetings we had with him. He gave me his word and he stuck to that.
If we are pigeonholing players, and we can sometimes, he's seen as the in-the-box striker, even though he's actually quite a tall figure himself. How do you see him fitting in with the other players you've got right now?
First and foremost, when I've watched Andy over the last 3 or 4 years, the one thing that struck me is his movement off the ball. Not just in the box, but outside the box as well. You know, he's very, very clever. And when he gets his chances, he's very composed in front of goal with both feet. You know, he's predominantly right-footed, but you see the goals he scores with his left foot, you would sometimes wonder what foot he did kick with. He's an intelligent lad as well, on and off the pitch. And the big thing for me was he fits the criteria. You know, we want to sign players who know how to get up there, and when you're up there, stay in there.
I have to say, do you think that this will help you in your other quest to further add to the squad? Because to sign a 20-goal-a-season striker, it raises eyebrows, doesn't it?
It does. It'll create competition for places with Nathan Tyson and Curtis Main as well. I'm sure the players we've got will be buzzing because they know what a good player Andy is through playing against them. And it does help massively when you're trying to bring other players in when they see, albeit only two signings at the minute, but two high-calibre signings, especially in this league.
I was going to ask, I mean, you've mentioned the three players there that you've got there up front in that department. You've been linked with others. How true some of those are, you know. Do you still look for another striker?
Do we still look for another striker? Yes, but at the same time, I'm very mindful of the strikers we've got here and the two young kids, Lee Mandeville and Jack Mackay as well, who we want to bring through. If something comes up that we feel that is within our budget and that we can do, we'll certainly do it, because the one thing we have to be is better than we were last year.
So if you're perhaps content with that area of the team right now, what's the next priority?
Midfield, centre half, both fullbacks. You know, I think MD, looking at the players that left the club and the gaps in our squad at the minute, can see that. But you know, like I said to you all last week, we were constantly talking. A lot of time and perseverance goes into it sometimes, as there was with Andy and Thorsten. But we have to be patient as well. You know, one thing we won't do is panic or be pushed into a corner to go and sign players. You know, we believe that if we make good offers, show them the setup here, show them what we're trying to do, that players will want to come, and that was the case with Andy.
One thing I did want to ask, just on the goalkeeping front, you've obviously got Stuckman now. Do you have any plans further in that department to add a goalkeeper, or do you look maybe at one of the kids coming through?
No, not at the minute. You know, young Marco came in and done well last year. He improved massively from the start of the season. We need him to kick on, like all the young lads do as well. And the one thing he will do is having a settled, experienced goalkeeper alongside him to help him all the time. You know, because last season we went through Jed Steed at the start, Sam Johnson, and then Stephen Bywater came in. You know, we want our senior pros to help our younger kids, and Mark will benefit from that.
It's interesting, isn't it, that you've within each of the signings that you've got, they all know what it's like to at least be in the playoffs. I assume that's by design.
Yeah, it is. But you know, you couple that with the Andy Butlers, Paul Keegan's who's been promoted, James Coppinger, Harry Forrester's been in the playoffs. You know, the players that we've managed to keep, Nathan Tyson knows how to do it. That has been a big thing in my recruitment this year. You know, and the lads done ever so well for me last year, they really did. But my biggest disappointment was when we got into the top six, we didn't quite have the mentality as a group to stay in there.
Just finally, you and I last summer had some quite hurried and furrowed conversations, didn't we, about what's what, and there was plan A, wasn't there, and there was plan B, and I suppose you might have ended up with plan C in the end. How great is it this summer that you are very much the master of your own destiny in the fact that it's a summer you can plan yourself?
It is, and that's all I've wanted, really. You know, and I talk about players having no excuses, I've none as well, and it's something I'm loving at the minute. You know, I'm able to speak to the players I want to bring in, sign the players that I want to bring in, and build my own squad going into next season, and I'm loving every minute of it.